Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Whatever you need, God is willing to meet that need. Whatever you expect, when you tell God, He's willing to meet that as well. When you do what God tells you to do, the manifestation of His generous provision for your life is inevitable. God will deliver you out of whatever bondage you're facing, but He expects, He requires obedience and respect. The children of Israel were about to undertake a serious road trip, one from lack and insufficiency to abundant provision. But they had a few things to learn first. Here are seven things you should know about your next road trip. Number one, don't murmur and complain while on the road. Children of Israel, they'd been on a road trip for just over a month when they began to complain that they were going to starve.
Exodus 16, verse 2 says, "And the whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness."
If you follow...
We just want to talk, don't we?
We do.
Go.
If you follow the crowd instead of the leader, and leader spell with a capital L, you're going to get into trouble. I think we're all amazed, honey, at how quickly the children of Israel forgot who brought them out of the bondage of slavery. You would think that even the former slaves of Egypt would be smart enough to know that murmuring against God's anointed is actually not a very smart thing to do. But apparently they didn't know it. When you murmur and complain against God's anointed, trouble will not be far behind.
And that is so true. Someone once said, "Leave complaints behind. Stop worrying and murmuring about the difficulty of something that you have not yet even attempted doing. How do you know that it's difficult for you if you not even have attempted doing it? So go give it a try."
I don't know who said that, but it's a great quote. Number two, be thankful when someone's planned ahead for your road trip. You remember your last road trip? How much food did you take? Honey, I remember our road trips with our children.
Oh boy.
When they were young. How you would pack enough stacks to keep us in food until we reached our destination. See, I imagine the scenario was the same for the children of Israel. According to biblical scholars, Moses led roughly 2.5 million people through the wilderness.
Wow.
I'm laughing because can you imagine how many children were seeing? Are we there yet? But that's another teaching.
Oh, boy.
Every parent had heard that at one time or another.
That's the truth.
When the food ran out, God prepared a way for His children.
And in Exodus 16, verse 4, the New Living Translation says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day, the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day.'" And he did. Number three, your ability to follow an instruction will determine your blessings on your road trip. The last sentence of Exodus 16, verse 4, in the New Living Translation says, "I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions." That's a mouthful, honey.
Yes, it is.
Because you think about, just think about that. Think about that. There's a difference between the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. The person of Jesus loves you intensely, wants you saved, supplied, destined for an eternity in heaven. The principles of Jesus are set forth as requirements we meet in order to enjoy the good life. the kind of life he desires for us to experience with his full blessings. It says in John 10:10 that Jesus came that we might have life more abundantly now and in eternity. And if you think about the principles of Jesus, the principles say, if you do this, you'll get that. If you sow, you'll reap. Our ability and willingness to follow his instructions will determine the quality of life we enjoy while we are on planet Earth. The children of Israel's unwillingness to follow his instructions resulted in them having a 40-year road trip without ever arriving at their destination.
Wow.
That's incredibly sad.
Number four, God will give you specific instructions for your road trip. Our God is a God of specificity. He will tell us exactly where we should go and what we should do. We'll never need to Google God to find out his perfect will for our lives.
In Exodus 16, verse 8 in the New Living Translation, it says, then Moses added, the Lord will give you meat to eat in the evening and bread to satisfy you in the morning, for he has heard all your complaints against him. What have we done? Yes, your complaints are against the Lord, not against us.
You know, honey, even when we mess up, God is not only willing to forgive us, but prepare a way for us in the midst of our adversity. Even if we are responsible for being in the mess we're in.
He is a good God, a good God. Number five, God will always give you exactly what you need for your road trip. Exodus 16, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. These are the Lord's instructions. Each household shall gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent. Once again, we see that God tells his children exactly what they should do. Whether or not God's instructions made sense to the children of Israel was not really supposed to be the consequence. They were to simply and faithfully follow what he had to say. And that's what we need to do. We need to do, you and I, or need to do what we're told to do. We're told exactly how to live and thrive while here on earth. And in Exodus 16, verses 17 and 18, in the New Living Translation, it says, so the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little. But when they measured it out, everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what it needed.
You know, honey, earlier in Exodus 16, where God told Moses that this was a test.
Yeah.
He was no doubt trying to determine the faithfulness and obedience of the children of Israel. No matter what the circumstances looked like, he wanted to know if they trusted him. If they didn't have the faith to believe he would provide for their daily needs, how could he lead them into the promised land?
And that's exactly what that was all about.
Number six, hoarding what you have has consequences. When we obey God's word and his instructions, we will not regret it.
Exodus 16, verses 19 and 20 in the New Living Translation goes on. Then Moses told them, do not keep any of it until morning. But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. By then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. Moses was very angry with them.
The tendency to hoard, son, well, it seems to be part of our sinful nature. When God tells us to give everything in our checkbook, our flesh hesitates because we think that's all we got. The truth of the matter is that what you have, well, the truth is you have what you have. Let me say it that way. You have what you have because God gave it to you. But more importantly, giving when God says to give is planting a seed for a harvest. I heard it said years ago that you release what's in your hand, release it to God, then he can release what's in his hand to you. Number 7, if you don't follow the GPS, you're going to get lost. Now, you probably think that we're referring to what the world calls a global positioning system. But truth be told, I had GPSs in my car that actually took me to the wrong location. These signals on the GPS, like you purchase at Best Buy or online, see, you come to realize that they're subject to misdirection due to military satellites or interference. However, my GPS is God's positioning spirit.
Hallelujah.
Where he is continually directing my path, where I go, what I take with me, and what I do when I get there. On your road trip, your journey through planet Earth, use God's GPS, and you'll never end up at the wrong location or at the wrong time. When you learn to follow his directions, you'll always have a great trip. You never want God to say to or about you what he said to Moses about the children of Israel.
In Exodus 16, verse 28, New Living Translation, the Lord asked Moses, how long will these people refuse to obey my commands and instructions?
Tell you what.
That's sad.
It is, and I never want to hear him say that about us.
Amen.
Or you. Those of you listening, God's GPS is as close to the autopilot as you'll ever get in this life. When we follow his directions and instructions, we'll always have a great road trip because we're following God's GPS.
Amen. Guess what tonight is? Sunday
night. Yes.
Live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah right here. And we hope that you'll join us, right, babe?
Absolutely.
All right.
6 p.m. Go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Beth.
There you go.
Sunday night. It'll be a blessing to you. Speaking of blessing, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to the top of the webpage, heraldhearing.com, where it says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.